Tom Fox Charlie, your nickel. This is the Vintage Sideband Net and N9RK. Go ahead.
Okay, Rick, N9RK and all the Vintage Side. First of all, am I making it or do I sound like Doug number one?
Oh, you're wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's just dandy. All right. Well, at any rate, good morning to all. My name is Doug, North Central Racine County. And I don't know, I might be violating. I'll find out after I get done here. I got down here late, as you can tell. My voice, I haven't been out of bed very long. Slept in, because I have to get up so early during the week. And I don't like that, so I like to sleep in on Saturdays. At any rate, I'm on my trusty, tried and true 761 ICOM circa 1988, so it's old, but I don't know if it's old enough. There's been some question. First it was allowed, or it wasn't allowed, then it was grandfathered in with the 25-year rule, and then that might have changed again, so I'll find out. But anyways, I'm into the 761 running into a pair of 4-250s that are just cherry red running along here. Hope everything's okay, that I don't have a flashover like EGZ did. But I've got fuses in mine, so hopefully that would go before the power supply would. And I have multiple radios here, but sadly, because my shack is about the size of two porta potties, I can't get everything hooked up at once. So I would say conservatively, I have 10 radios that are into coax and ready to go. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. N9RK, KE9TFC.